Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Thank you so much for gathering with me to study the Word of God again. And before we begin our study, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, we sit with our Bibles open, ready to learn from you. Lord, we want to know more about you and your ways of grace. And Lord, the intent of the law that you've been showing us through this book of Galatians written by Paul. I pray today, Lord, that you will guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit, and then empower us to live according to that truth. We pray and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Cast Out the Bondwoman. It's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 4 and verse 30. Paul has nearly exhausted his illustration of Abraham with his two sons as representatives of the law of God and the grace of God. The law of God was represented by Ishmael, and the grace of God was represented by Isaac. He has a few more references to make about these two examples as he seeks to make clear to the church members in Galatia the importance of the grace of God in the believer's life. He continued his discourse in chapter 4 and verse 30 of the book of Galatians, where he wrote, "Nevertheless, what does the scripture say? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman." In our last verse, Paul spoke of the flesh persecuting the spirit, and as Ishmael persecuted Isaac years before, the question becomes, what should we do with the flesh? Paul says, "Nevertheless, what says the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son." Paul references the scriptures for execution. In Genesis chapter 21 and verses 10 through 12, we read, "Wherefore she said unto Abraham, Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, Let it not be grievous in your sight because of the lad and because of your bondwoman. In all that Sarah had said unto you, hearken unto her voice. For in Isaac shall your seed be called." Because Ishmael was taunting Isaac, Sarah, Isaac's mother, complained to Abraham. Her desire was that Ishmael and his mother be cast out of their house. This is exactly what occurred. Paul uses this example as a reference to what should happen to the flesh nature. It should be thrown out, cast out of a person's life and therein to live no longer. Paul gives the reason why this must occur by continuing his example. He wrote, "For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman." There was no way that Ishmael was going to be the heir of Abraham if Sarah had anything to do with it. She desired that Ishmael and his mother be gone, and therefore the entire inheritance would be Isaac's. God ratified her desire and told Abraham, "For in Isaac shall your seed be called." Isaac was the child of promise, and Ishmael was the work of the flesh. Isaac was to receive the inheritance, and Ishmael was to be cast out. So it is with the flesh nature. The flesh persecutes the spirit and therefore must be cast out of a person's life. The Spirit of God must reign and receive the promises of God. If we are ever to be free within our lives, we must cast out the works of the flesh and live after the Spirit of God. We are indeed descendants of the free if we live after the Spirit of God. The flesh nature must be cast out. And when we receive the promise of grace through Jesus Christ, there is no longer a need to attempt to live after the law of God for salvation. We live free before the Lord Jesus, knowing that He has paid the price in advance for our freedom. And now we are to receive the inheritance or promised by God to all who believe. Next time, Paul continues to show us how we are children of the free. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.